Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning to you.
Morning.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, George Burge will be in studio. This song just went number one.
I got my mind on you.
So he's going to come in and play. That's going to be super fun. We're going to get to the mailbag in a second, but I did want to get to this voicemail before we got going here.
Hi, just looking for an update on Lunchbox's 05 Ultima. Last I heard, it wasn't working again intermittently. I'm just curious what his plans are, if he's going to get a new car. Also, how is he beginning to work now that it's kind of winter? Is it too cold for him to ride his bike? Is he bumming rides again? Just curious. Love an update. Thank you.
Got
Yeah, I have not been riding my bike. It's freezing cold outside. I mean, freezing. There's ice on the ground in the morning, so that is, the bike is out. So what I do is I go out every morning, I say a prayer, I hop in the Altima. Some days it starts, some days it doesn't. So if it starts, I drive it to work.
If it doesn't?
I call an Uber.
That's every morning for you?
Every morning I have to go out and just be like, man, it's taking a day. Is it going to start? Let me see.
Wow.
And
that's terrible.
Sometimes it starts.
When are you going to get a new car?
I don't know, man. Like, I put it on my Christmas list.
Santa didn't bring it to you?
No, Santa didn't get it. Santa didn't get it for me. So I don't know if his sleigh was a little overloaded with toys, couldn't fit a car on there, but did not show up on Christmas. So, yeah, it's just a prey game. Like, it's amazing. And for a week, the check engine light was gone. Like, it disappeared. Like, it was like, it fixed itself.
No, or it
doesn't
broke
work
too.
Like that.
And then,
yeah, it's broken as well. Yes.
And then it's back, though.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it doesn't start every day.
There's your update. Thank you. All right, let's go over now. Let's get into the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm in a situation with my brother. He was coming over the other day and he stopped by the gas station and asked if I needed anything. I said, hey, buy me a couple scratch-off tickets. I'll pay you once you get to the house. I paid him before I scratched them. I won $5,000. He's now claiming that he is entitled to split the winnings. He's not being a jerk about it. He's my brother. I love him. But I don't think he should get half the money when I paid him before I scratched them. What would you do in this situation? Signed, $5,000 richer. See, everything happened in the right way that needed to happen in order for you to keep the money. You said, get them for me. You paid him before anything was scratched. Then you scratched. Had you done it the opposite way, I'm telling you, I would feel different about this. Had you scratched before you paid, I definitely feel different about this.
Yeah, I don't know why the brother feels entitled.
Because probably he's the brother and he went and got him.
Oh, no, I mean, I get it. But you give your brother a little something, don't
why?
You? Right?
Well, it's not you have to. I think maybe you could give him $500 to shut him up.
There's no entitlement, but
I think we'd all agree you don't owe your brother anything.
You owe him nothing. You paid him the $25, $10, $100, whatever the scratch-off cost. You paid him before you scratched it. And that's it. It's your ticket. He accepted that money. You were dead even. He didn't say, Now, if you win, you give me some money.
But even if he said that, you don't have to go with that.
Yeah.
So this is what I would say.
Kick rocks. That's what you tell him.
Well, it could possibly make the relationship sour. You don't want that to happen. Unless you just want to set a precedent here. I would say, hey, look, I'll give you $500. Finder's fee.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, but it's your brother. If it was somebody else, it doesn't matter.
It's not totally crazy. I mean, he's the one that kicked those out. Unless you as the brother said, I want you to get this very specific scratch off. Okay.
I'm pretty
upset. True. He could have, but he's the one that stood in line and got it. And who knows if he let some lady go in front of him that got the card in front. You know, I mean, there's so many things he could have done that got him to get the winning ticket.
He doesn't deserve half. He doesn't actually deserve any.
Yeah.
If you want to be a good brother, because had he not been there at that time to get those tickets, you wouldn't have got that money. You can break him off $500.
But also, it is annoying that your brother would, this would cause issues.
It's annoying.
Yeah, because you would think he would just be like, oh, cool. Yeah, you did ask me to buy these. Way to go. Congratulations.
Give him $500. That's what I say.
Yeah.
And shut up, brother. I don't know if you listen to this or not. Stop being a loser. All right, thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
His name is George Burge. Just had his first ever number one with this song right here.
I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four.
And we rarely do this when the person is here. This is your intro. Anything you want to say about you before we get to you?
I'm just glad to be here.
Okay, and he's glad to be here. All right, here he is. Ray, hit it. George Burge.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
George Burge.
Congratulations, buddy. A number one song. Come on. How does it feel?
It feels like a dream. I mean, I have been chasing this literally my entire life. And there were so many nights where I felt like it was too big a challenge or never going to happen or what am I thinking? And to have it all come together, especially at a time when the world's kind of like slowing down and I get to be home and I got to go back to Texas and see my family and my friends and my wife and kids who had just sacrifice so much for me to be here is a really, really good way to end the year.
Yeah, your wife and kids, man, like you're off doing the thing to chase your dream and support them, and they're also supporting you, but that's got to be a hard part of what this industry is.
And it's like I couldn't do it if they didn't believe in it. You know what I mean? If I didn't have that to come home to, you know, it's hard enough. There's enough second guessing when you're out there by yourself. So to have that foundation behind me was just the best. So it's been a dream of a year.
Your wife's way prettier than you. Thoughts?
We started dating freshman year of college, and I think I asked her to marry me right after our senior year because I knew that was I couldn't let that get away. I'd way out kick my coverage. She was a cheerleader. I was a golfer. There was no reason she should have been dating me, so I'm very lucky to have locked that one down.
What would you say to yourself 5 years ago?
I think the hardest thing for me to learn that took the longest but was the biggest turn of a corner was learning how to say no. I got to town and I saw what was working on radio. I saw people getting famous, and I just tried to be like, well, if I'm more like this, or if I chase that, or if I make myself sound more like him, maybe it'll work. And it wasn't until I was on the verge of giving up and just saying, you know what, I'm just going to be me, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, I'll go figure out something else to do, that it actually worked. And so I think when I learned how to, you know, turn the rest of the world off and just be honestly myself was when I figured out how to make the music that I wanted to make.
Would you give us a little verse and chorus of Mind on You?
Yeah.
We don't need the whole song. I mean, we played every 7 seconds. We don't need the whole song. Now, I mean, it's the number one song. Was it cool to have that song slowly start to be sang back louder and louder and louder? Like, did you just see the growth of it?
It felt... this is such a dumb reference, but I don't know if you've ever seen the movie That Thing You Do, but I felt like I was living inside of that movie. It was like, you know, it was such a big dream. I had played empty bars. It always just felt like it was never going to happen, and then all of a sudden it started to creep, and people started to find it and share it with their friends, and then all of a sudden I see my social media going crazy, and then all of a sudden I show up, and there's people actually in the audience, and then people are singing every word back, and people are telling me about how they danced that song at their wedding or how they, you know, proposed to their girlfriend with that song, and just see and people put it into their lives, a song that meant so much to me. I wrote that song about my wife, how I felt about her when we started dating college, how I still feel about her now. It's like on borderline obsession. You're just crazy about them. They consume every thought. And we make music to try to relate to other people and to see people in the world take that song and feel something from it too was like, it was the most magic thing in the world for me.
George Burge is here. He told me, he said, don't watch, what's the movie called, Mike? End of the World? Oh, Leave the World Behind.
Yeah, I love some Julia Roberts.
You and I were together and you were like, never watch that movie. And I didn't know what it was. And my wife that night goes, hey, you want to watch this movie? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I was like, oh, George said, don't watch it. It's terrible. And then she's like, well, what happens? I was like, well, he just said, I'm not going to say anything specific about it. But we watched it and I loved it. I thought it was amazing.
I think maybe you're smarter than I am. The first half of the movie, I was so in. There were so many storylines being set up. I felt like there's about to be this just complete mind-bending turnaround payoff bow at the end of it. And I'm a guy that needs closure.
That's it. How'd you feel about the end of Castaway?
I hadn't seen it.
What?
I know. I know Tom Hanks. I know Wilson. I had not seen Castaway. I'm embarrassed.
What?
Maybe we'll put that on the list for tonight. Okay.
You know he's in it, or you know him?
No, he's a personal friend. I'm just kidding. I just know he's in it.
Yeah, we disagreed on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hate it. You were like, it's the worst movie I've ever seen. I never want it back in those hours back. I need to have him back.
My imagination is not great putting endings together. I need whoever made the movie to do that for me, and I didn't feel like I walked away with closure from that one. Maybe that's what it was.
Got it. Well, I loved it, and we are very different.
I feel like we need to put that one out to the jury, though.
Well, a lot of people hate it. It's very common that people hated that movie.
I was like, oh, Bobby said this so good, and I was going to watch it with a friend the other night. And they already watched it, and they said, oh, I hated it.
That makes me feel a little bit better. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, no, a lot of people hated it. Don't worry. What's this? There's something here. Should I just grab it?
I brought a little something in, man. You have been a great friend, and I will never forget. I was just posting covers on Instagram about 2 years ago, and you weren't even following me at the time, I don't think, and you sent a message on a post that I had, like, with no engagement, and you just said, hey, man, this is good. You should come on the show. And I about fell out of my chair when I read it. And I came on the show and played Mind on You for the first time. And now I'm sitting here with the number one song. And so I wanted to bring something in for you just for being such a friend and a believer and changing my life.
Hey, man, thanks.
That's awesome.
Well, you should put clothes on your picture, though.
I even wrote something fancy on the bottom there, man.
It's a big nude from George. Yeah, that's awesome. So one of our mutual friends is Matt Stell.
Yes.
That's my dude. He's your close friend, too.
One of my best buds, yeah.
And Matt was like, hey, George's song, Cowboy Songs, which I've seen on socials and stuff. He was like, that's the greatest song. And I said, really? So I spent more time with it. I was like, that is the greatest song. And I know it's not out yet, but can you play it acoustic for us?
Hey, man, we debuted Mind on You on the show. Okay. We may as well do Cowboy Songs.
All right, so this is George Burge. This song is not out yet. Does it come out in February? But this is the one that Matt Stell was like, this is the greatest song of his. So here we go. This is George and Cowboy Song. That's awesome, dude. Wow. Nice job. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. You like that one?
Thank you. That's probably my favorite song I've written. It's one that we started playing live kind of with no expectations, and people have just been going crazy for it. And so we went straight to the studio, recorded it, working on getting it out as fast as we can, and hopefully going to be my next single to country radio. So super excited about that one. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
George Burge.
All right, how many Texans? We got Amy.
Here.
Austin, Texas.
Yep. Amy. Yeah.
Huh.
You? Yeah, I'm a Texan.
Yeah, what? Where?
Austin, Texas.
Okay.
McAllen, Texas.
Okay. George?
Austin, Texas.
Yeah. And Ray, what are you?
San Marcos.
No, but you're Michigan.
He's from the North.
I went to Texas State.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we're just saying who's from. So we got
Lunch and I accidentally went to rival high schools.
Yeah.
Not the same time, though.
Well, so different times, but yeah.
I was a little older.
Yeah, yeah. A little older.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, my
school
rivaled his, too.
No.
Where did you go?
No, he went to McAllen.
I went to McAllen. Yeah.
Well, I went to Austin High.
No, this is like real rivalry.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody cares about you guys' high school rivalry. I'll be honest with you. We're going to play super easy Texas trivia.
You guys want to hang out sometime.
Okay.
All right, so put on your letter jackets. Go to the mall shop another day.
Hey, I'm from King.
Super easy Texas trivia. If you miss it, you're out.
Oh,
ready?
Jeez.
All right, Amy, what's the capital city of Texas?
Austin.
Correct. Lunchbox, what's the official state nickname of Texas?
The Lone Star State.
Correct.
Oh, gosh.
Woo! Eddie, what city is the Alamo in?
San Antonio.
Correct. George, what city is known as Space City and is home to NASA's Johnson Space Center?
Houston.
Correct. Everybody's still in. Good job. Amy, what's the state flower of Texas?
Bluebonnet.
Correct. Lunchbox, what university is located in College Station?
Texas A&M.
Correct.
Giggum.
Eddie, what river forms the natural border between Texas and Mexico?
The Rio Grande.
Correct. George, which iconic event takes place annually in Austin and showcases music, film, and interactive media?
South by Southwest.
Correct. Amy, what's the name of the football stadium in Arlington that serves as the home of the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, it's a big one. They just got the new one.
Yeah.
And it's like got all the screens. Say it again. Say something again. Cowboys.
Time.
Darlington.
Incorrect. The answer is?
AT&T
Stadium, yes.
Oh, AT&T, that.
All right, Amy, you've been eliminated from Texas Trivia.
Did it used to be something else?
Cowboys Stadium, maybe?
Maybe when you were two.
Whatever.
All right. Lunchbox, what country singer is known as the King of Country?
George Strait.
Correct.
Yeah.
Eddie, what Texas city is known for the Riverwalk?
San Antone.
Good. What's the largest city in Texas by population, George?
It's got to be Houston.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, he was almost eliminated.
Yeah, that was close.
Well, Dallas-Fort Worth together,
but it's
separate. Yeah. What's the state tree of Texas, Lunchbox?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He got it. You can tell it's coming to him.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at that Austin FC like logo, their soccer team, it is that.
What is that?
State tree of Texas.
That's a big sucker. Give me an oak.
Incorrect.
What is that called?
It's pecan tree.
Never heard of it?
It's rough.
No, I wouldn't have got that.
Eddie, what city skyline has Reunion Tower that resembles the top of a microphone or disco ball?
Dallas.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
George, what's the name of the State Fair of Texas mascot?
Big Tex?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's good.
I feel pretty good about that. Thanks.
That's a good one. Which river flows through the heart of San Antonio, Eddie?
Would that be the San Antonio River?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Wow. Woo! I'm glad you got that question.
What in the world?
Which major river, George Burge, flows through the heart of Austin and is popular for outdoor activities like kayaking and hiking?
What is the Colorado River?
Correct.
Okay. Okay,
nice.
Jeopardy.
Nice.
Eddie, which famous Texas battle fought in 1836 played a crucial role in the state's fight for independence from Mexico?
Alamo.
No, incorrect.
What?
It's the Battle of San Jacinto.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
So you've got to know that one, Eddie.
You got to get this right, George.
George, for the win. Which famous 19th century cattle trail stretched from Texas to Kansas used for cattle drives? Can you name that cattle trail?
Dang. I would have got Battle of San Jacinto.
Okay, all right.
Which famous 19th century cattle trail stretched from Texas to Kansas used for cattle drives?
I don't know. I'm out.
You know what?
Is it the Oregon Trail?
No.
What?
What in the world?
Oregon?
She's over there shaking like she has, like she got a fever bad. No, it's the Chisholm Trail.
Chisholm.
All right. That's where I live.
Sudden Wall. Death. You guys buzz in with your name.
Got
you,
it.
You yell George, you yell Eddie if you know it. Here we go. Which desert is located in West Texas and is the second largest in the United States?
Desert?
Desert?
No, okay. The Chihuahuan Desert would have been the
never
answer.
Heard of it.
All right, next up. Who is often referred to as the father of Texas for leading?
Eddie. Sam Houston.
Golly. Incorrect.
What?
For leading the successful colonization of the region. Who is often referred to as the father of Texas for leading the successful colonization of the region? George Burge.
Stephen F. Austin.
Correct.
Winner.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Welcome to the show, Eddie.
Wow. He beats me at everything.
I
actually paid Eddie $100 last time I played golf, so it feels good to win this today.
Let's do one more song here. So that song that you and Eli Young Band did, Amy's Back in Austin, the cover, why'd you guys do that?
So first of all, to get the call to do that was like the biggest honor ever. Growing up in Texas, I listened to Little Texas a ton, and that was my favorite Little Texas song. And you know, this like starting to get some momentum with having our first hit song and like being conversations and having people even think of me is like so new. So Little Texas was putting out a tribute album and they reached out and asked if I wanted to sing Amy's Back in Austin with the Eli Young Band because I'm from Austin. And it blew my mind to even be considered for that because A, that was a soundtrack of like my childhood, and B, Eli Young Band is like one of my biggest influences coming out of Texas. So I was over the moon to do it. It was an instant yes for me, and it was so much fun to get to do.
That's awesome. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's George Burge. Come on. Woo. George Burge in studio. Wow. Congratulations, buddy. First
thank
number
you,
one.
Thank you. What a feeling.
I mean, I don't feel it, but you do, and I like that. At George Burge on Instagram. So, doing some those Parker McCollum dates. Like Burn It Down tour. What's up? What else are you doing live music wise this year?
So we have a huge tour announcement coming top of February, probably biggest tour that I've ever been a part of. And then we've got a bunch of festivals coming. It is going to be a really, really big year. We're going to be all across the country. New music coming, big tour coming. 24 is going to be one for the books for us.
That's super exciting. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks,
there
Bobby.
He is. Our friend George Burns. Thank
you. You guys are the best.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
The Starting Line is a gym in Portland, Maine, and they're doing something really cool to kick off the new year. What they did is they set all of the treadmills up to count how many miles they do per day, and they promised to donate $1 for every mile that people run or walk on a treadmill.
Wow.
I don't know how long they're doing this, but I see people running on treadmills and walking on treadmills that they should like donate a lot of money after this.
Yeah, I would think it'd be for like a month or something. Otherwise, yeah. How do you stay in business?
Yeah.
That's cool. I watched the OK Go video on the treadmills again this weekend.
Dude, that's amazing.
What's that?
Okay Go's a band, kind of a rock band from, they're still a band, but they would do the greatest videos. The one they did where they were with the Notre Dame marching band in the wilderness.
Yes.
They did it on a camera, on a string with a football player with the camera. It's Okay Go. Here we go again. Here it goes again. I should've known again. Here it goes again. Is that right?
Yeah, it's ringing a bell.
Watch that video.
They were known for their music
videos. They're not even music videos. It's art.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like they're making art, and we're just living in it. Yeah.
So the one you're talking about is they had four treadmills
and they're doing a routine on.
And they all go different ways. Like one's going left, one's going right.
Yeah. It's old, but. Mm-hmm. I wonder how much money they'd have made from that.
A lot. Because they probably had to do a lot of takes on that one.
Oh, yeah. But it's all in one shot. This one isn't one shot.
Yeah, the whole video.
What year is that from, Mike?
Let me guess. 2000.
Eight. I don't know. I'm guessing eight.
Six.
Nine.
Oh, dang.
Close.
Yeah.
Way off.
Here it goes again.
Forgot about that, man.
Here it goes again. I should have known again.
You know what else I thought, too, about treadmills? Like, do people run on treadmills enough in a gym to power the gym? Like a kind of mouse on a wheel?
You know, I think there have been gyms that have tried that, but I think sometimes...
You can also use bikes.
You can't really store that energy has been the problem.
Oh.
And there are times whenever no one's on a treadmill that the gym would just be dark and you'd be counting on someone to go there.
Whoa! This is crazy, man.
The music video?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. You should watch it.
They got to be on point, jumping. Oh, yeah.
Did you know treadmills were created as torture devices?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, for prisoners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everybody started getting ripped, and they were like, well, this is the wrong kind of way to torture people.
And now people buy them just to hang clothes on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, not really for that, but that's what it turns into. That's correct. All right, thank you. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
It's time for Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, the oldest. Swifty Lauren, the youngest on our show, answering trivia questions about each other's generation. Remember, if you lose, you get eliminated. Morgan used to, this used to be her game.
She gone.
Yeah, but Eddie, if you lose, then we find a different old person.
Okay? Who's that going to be?
I don't know. Let's go. Okay, let's do the intros. Up first, he's the dad of four, the Hispanic who don't panic. His personality is always perky, and we're waiting on his answer. If he's going to make his trip to Turkey.
Oh.
That's right. It's producer Eddie, everybody. Yeah. His opponent, she is our newest producer, although she's been here for a while. She went to college at Penn State, and later this year, she has her wedding date. It's Lauren. All right, here we go. Eddie, I'm going to ask you these questions that Lauren will know the answer to.
Come on.
Which Disney star transitioned to pop princess with her 2003 album? And it features these songs. So Yesterday. And Come Clean. Let the rain fall down. Can you name that Disney star? Then pop princess.
100%. That's Hillary Duff.
That's correct. Nice job.
Yeah.
Eddie, what style of jeans was widely worn in the 2000s by celebrities like Paris Hilton, Destiny's Child, and Britney Spears?
Huh?
What style of jeans was widely worn in the 2000s by celebrities like Paris Hilton, Destiny's Child, and Britney Spears?
Style of jeans? Let's go with capris.
Incorrect.
Is that a style of jean?
Capri pants or Sasha?
Okay.
Yeah. Lauren, well, Swifty Lauren, you can steal. Do you know?
Low rise?
Correct.
Jeans?
Low rise is correct.
Low rise. That's where you can see some of their butt.
Belly button, I think. Oh. No, yeah. Low rise just means like on your hips.
Yeah, like belly button.
Yeah,
it's not see your thong at the back of
really? Your head. Really? No, I remember that.
I know, but that's a different trend. Eddie, your final question.
Yeah, come on.
What 2000s Nickelodeon show was about two teenagers who couldn't be more different, and then they become stepbrothers and are forced to live in the same house? Here's a clip of the theme song.
Is that, could it be The Suite Life of Zack and Cody?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
What? Double. They're twins.
Swifty Lauren?
That's Drake and Josh. It's
Drake and Josh.
Never heard of them.
There you go. Okay.
That's so, where Drake got to start?
Yeah. Baby, you're my everything.
Yeah.
Different. Different Drake.
Okay.
It's Drake Bell, right?
I think so, yeah. Drake Bell.
Huh. Right, Mike?
Correct.
Okay. Lauren, I'm going to ask you questions that are older than you.
Okay.
So Eddie should know the answer, but let's see how it goes. Which 1984 movie starring Sean Astin and Corey Feldman featured a group of kids searching for a pirate treasure?
Jumanji?
Incorrect. That's way later. See, that's where it gets tricky.
Yeah, let's go.
Where it gets tricky. Eddie, what 1984 movie was it?
Bones, that is The Goonies.
Goonies is correct.
Woo!
It's 2-2.
Feeling the pressure, Lauren.
Lauren, what wrestler is known as the most famous wrestler of the 1980s, has 13 world championship belts, and began pivoting his career toward acting with an appearance in Rocky III as a bad guy? His catchphrase is...
Well, let me tell you something, brother!
Hulk Hogan.
Correct.
Dang. He looked confused until you played the clip.
Dang!
Did you know before the clip?
I didn't know before the clip.
Final question.
Comes down to this.
Eddie, if she gets it, she wins. If you get it, we go to sudden tiebreaker.
Right, right.
What German and French R&B duo, Swiftie Lauren, created three number one Billboard hits in the 80s before their lip-syncing scandal led to their downfall? Here is a clip of Baby Don't Forget My Number. Here is Blame It on the Rain. Blame it on the rain. Can you name that duo?
Milli Vanilli.
Correct.
What? Oh, what? Yeah. What is happening?
Wow. Says,
and she's up 2-0.
Guys, she's so good.
Swiftie Lauren's bringing it.
Like, she's surprisingly really good.
When are you getting married? You know yet?
In May.
Is it? Yeah. Have you said that here?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know that? Wow. Don't say the actual date if you don't want to. Do you know the date?
I do know the date. Yeah.
And
set,
is
all good, yeah.
Everything planned? Do you feel good about it?
I feel really good about it.
Are you nervous?
No.
About the wedding, not the marriage, the wedding. I mean, about the actual getting everything done in time.
No, because we pretty much have everything planned. I think as it gets a little bit closer to it, I'll start to get a little bit nervous, but I'm excited. I can't wait.
Do you have your honeymoon planned?
I do have the honeymoon planned, final stages of that.
Well,
but,
don't feel like there's any, at some point you're like, I gotta go ask to have time off. Don't feel anything weird about that. You already get it. So whenever you need your couple weeks to go do your honeymoon, just let me know.
Where are you going?
Why are you yelling?
You can say if you want.
No.
You don't have to say.
I just like to know.
Well, she may not want to reveal that right now.
She does.
We're in the final stages of planning for St. Lucia.
Ooh,
I think we're going to do that.
Go to the arch. Go to the arch.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's St. Louis. That's St. Louis, dude.
Hey, honest question. Where's St. Lucia?
That's hilarious.
It's expensive. I've seen
it. It's in the Caribbean, right? Wow.
Is that by, like...
Go Cardinals.
I just Googled it.
Yeah. All right, Lauren, congratulations.
Thank
All right, thank you.
Eddie,
you suck. I feel like I'm in a pretty good place as far as my digestion. I've had years and years of... not being able to use the bathroom for 4 or 5 days. And then I got on like that Linzest. And I'm going to tell you, that stuff works.
What does that do? Just let everything out?
Dude, you have to be tethered to the... It's crazy how... Mm. But I don't... It's not natural.
Right.
So I would take Linzest just to try... Because I wouldn't use the bathroom for 4 days. Think about that. And so then I...
Backed up.
I don't want to...
I know, don't think about it, put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, something might be wrong with me. So I go to the doctor and they're like, okay, let's do a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. So they're sending tubes up me and they're like, you have a heck of a colon. Nice job, buddy. And I'm like,
they said that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. This is one of the finest I'd ever seen. They sent a picture to the Louvre. So I'm happy, but also it's like, then what's wrong with me? And so I've been doing some gastrointestinal type stuff, and I take supplements. I do what are those pills I take? Fiber.
Oh,
yeah, fiber.
Fiber pills.
Yeah. I do like fiber pills. I take seed.
That's a probiotic.
You familiar with seed, the probiotic?
Yeah. Yep. Sunflower seeds?
No, it's just called seed.
Seed.
Okay.
I drink Athletic Greens every morning, which is awesome. So I'm I do stuff a little more. I'm just trying to figure out my process. And so I'm invested in it because it wrecks my life when it's not right. Where that's how I hurt my BH too, because I was so constipated. Mm-hmm. Walking to the bathroom a minute with Bobby. So I am open to any suggestions. My wife goes, hey, you should go to that girl that was on Amy's podcast. Jen. She like shoved her hands in my stomach.
Oh.
Brazilian.
Yeah.
Lymphatic.
Josie.
Mm-hmm. Went to her last night.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. She does lymphatic drainage massages.
Don't even know what was going on.
Well, that's like what Morgan ended up doing for her nose to be able to like,
that's what you
again.
Did?
Yep.
That's
what I did. A lymphatic massage.
Wow.
So they can do it in your face and they do it
throughout
your body.
They did face
because
too.
We have lymph nodes all over our
bodies. And I can still smell.
And she's just, it's the most gentle thing. You're like, are
it
you
wasn't
even,
no.
Yours wasn't gentle?
Heck no.
You know what? You're lucky she normally doesn't do men. Did she tell you that?
Yeah, because Caitlin recommended me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went in and she was like taking her... I had a bunch of like fascia in my gut and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so...
Released it.
It's crazy.
She'll give you on the...
No, it's not like that. No.
Okay. Well, I figure I would. If you squeeze my stomach, I would.
But it's like fingers in the ribs almost.
Okay.
And then down the side. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. But there's parts of it where she's like... It's not rubbing hard, but when she went... Because I have digestion issues... She went pretty hard. And then I was like,
oh, I need a cigarette. And, but except I've never smoked in my life, but you know, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
And she didn't even, she said she didn't go that hard on me.
Oh, wow. I wonder if you're just super sensitive because she doesn't go that hard. But maybe you had a different case, like because she was working through something, mm-hmm. like your digestion specifically, which on my podcast, she walked people through how to do like a massage on their stomach, like which direction to go.
Been doing that since 13.
No. On your stomach, it's like a clockwise. She's like, there's a pattern that you follow and it'll help you go to the bathroom if you need to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what if you secretly did that to somebody and you're like, oh, I'm going to do this thing. Is it like when you put their like hand in instant. Water and they pee on themselves?
Yeah, oh. I don't think it's instant like that, but it's just a way to give yourself some relief because obviously you can't just like go to see someone anytime.
I'm not placebo affecting it because sometimes I anti-placebo myself so much that I'll be like, even if it does work, I'm like, there's no way that's working, right? But I do feel a little better today.
I mean, I've felt better after I've gone, and normally after I traveled, you know, and you feel just like stuff is just stuck.
Yeah.
It's great. It's just like a release. She told me I have to drink way more water, though.
That's my thing, too, is to wash some of that out. But anyway, Amy, she's on Amy's podcast.
Yeah, she was
go
on
check four things.
It's late last year. Yeah, lymphatic massage.
But I did that. I'm trying to get through this digestion stuff. I didn't know what Morgan did with her nose. Mm-hmm. It's all hoity-toity, witch doctor stuff, but it's not. I just always thought it was. So that's all. We'll link up Amy's podcast if you guys want to check it out. Go to our Facebook page. What's up, everybody? Here's a voicemail from Delaney in Nashville.
I hear Eddie on the podcast for Friday talking about anybody who wants to smoke chicken, just DM me. Well, Eddie, I've DM'd you months ago, and I've tried many times to DM you to get a chicken since I live here, and I've gotten no response. So that just shows that he doesn't really care about smoking the chicken.
Poor customer service.
You know what? Wow. We have been having some issues with the DM, so.
Oh, really?
I'll look into that.
You should get on ZipRecruiter and find... hire a better person to run that.
Yeah. Somebody out of college. Somebody that knows what they're doing.
Eddie doesn't really care about the chicken business.
No, I do.
He just likes to say he has a chicken business. I'm convinced that...
It's not true.
How many chickens have you sold in the last week?
Zero. I've gotten five requests.
Okay, but how many have you sold?
None. Well, I mean, technically, I've sold five.
No, you haven't. How much money do you have and how many chickens have you given them?
Zero.
Right. But why haven't you?
Because the orders just came in.
When?
Over the weekend.
That's days and days ago.
Okay. Well, we haven't made the orders yet. And some of them are orders for 2 weeks from now. So that all counts.
Eddie's chicken business, if Better Business Bureau was rating it, they wouldn't put one of those stickers on the front window.
Wait, the A-plus stickers?
No. Those little stars?
They'd give you an incomplete.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So do you think you're a nomophobe?
A nomophobe. Mm-hmm. I don't really hope I'm a phobe of anything.
Okay, well, I think you might have this. It's
am I going to get canceled for being a nomophobe?
No, you're not. It's fear of being without your smartphone, and it's shortening of the phrase no mobile phone phobia.
That's good.
Nomophobe.
I think my fear is running out of battery more than not having my phone. Like next level, I'm a no-bag of phone. if I'm below 75%, I start to freak out. Yeah, or my wife can be strange. On 3%, and somehow she makes that stuff. I mean, it's like fishes and loaves, man. She makes that stuff last forever.
So, like, you're never on a phone call and your phone just does.
That's never happened in my life.
It happens to me so much.
Wow.
So much so to where it happened to my friend the other day, and then I called her back and I was like, I was like, she's probably going to be wondering what happened? And I call her back after it charges and she goes, oh, I just figured your phone died. And I was like, yep.
That's never happened to me. I get concerned if it drops below 75. But the social media stuff, I don't need to have it to go.
Right.
I'm on it a lot because I have a lot of work to do on it. But I don't feel like I'm addicted to my phone. I feel like I need my phone for what I do. But there are times with my wife, I will just go, hey, I'm going to turn my phone off for a few hours. And it's fine. But I have to turn it off because if it's on, it's why I keep it face down as well. If it's on and I see stuff coming in, I need to get to it.
Well, I know we're kind of laughing, but this is a legit condition that people say cases are on the rise and you can experience anxiety, depression, increased heart rate, sweating, and even difficulty breathing, you know, if you don't have access to your phone and you have... nomophobia.
I think I need it with me, though, for emergencies. I think all of us do. If we go somewhere without our phone, we're gone. We probably freak out a little bit, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
It feels weird.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, I'm trying to justify my actions.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so when you meet people, is like for the first time, is it easy for you to remember like what they look like? like later, if you saw them again, would you be like, oh, I know I met that person, but
yes,
you may not know
their
name?
I'm good at that, yes, at knowing their face.
Well, I guess some people are really struggling with this, and researchers did this whole study and found that strangers rarely look at each other in the eye when they're talking. And
well, strangers, so, yeah.
Well, but say you're meeting for the first
okay,
time.
Okay, if you're meeting, okay.
Then you're strangers who are now meeting.
But if you're talking to somebody, you look them in the eye, don't you?
I know. I feel the same way, too. But apparently this is the thing where, like, maybe even you don't even realize you're doing it, but you sort of look away. And it's causing people to not remember interactions
that's
that they're having.
Interesting. Because they're not looking them in the eye. They don't remember meeting them. But if they were to, if their knees were to show up, hey, Tommy.
So, but what is the line that you always say just in case you meet?
Oh, I never say
someone?
Nice to meet you. I say, hey, great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. You don't have to say good to see you again because that's not
right,
true. Because you don't know.
You will never feel weird by saying good to see you. Hey, I'm Chris. Hey, I'm Bobby. Hey, good to see you. See? And sometimes you put it back on them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jelly Roll, we know he's awesome, and he does things like he visits prisons when he's traveling around the country because, you know, he was incarcerated for a while, and he wants to give back in that way. Well, there's this grandma, a terminally ill grandma, who's a huge fan. She says that people are shocked when they find out she likes Jelly Roll because of her age and her white hair. But her daughter was at a Jelly Roll show and told someone there, like a crew member, hey, my mom's dying wish is to meet Jelly Roll. And so next time Jelly Roll was able to make it out to Columbia, Tennessee, he swung by and met the grandma.
That's cool.
She said it was like so awesome. He gave her so many hugs. He made her feel so special. And he told her she only looked 50.
Well, I'm looking at the picture of them here. I mean, they might be at the Grand Ole Opry, too. Or they're somewhere with a lot of like Marty Stewart pictures in the background. Huh. One of the two. Yeah. A Jelly Roll, man, that guy, I'm telling you, he is making a constant effort to just be great. Because I don't think anybody ever all the time is just great, right? We get tired and angry and sad and sick. But that guy makes a constant effort to be great. It's really cool to see. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a Best Friends Pet Resource Center. And she works there. Her name's Allie. She's the manager. And there's a dog named Neo that has just been there 450 days. Been in the shelter for over 450 days. That is a long time. And the dog was also part of an ongoing animal abuse trial. So they couldn't give it to somebody else because it was in the middle of a trial.
Subpoenaed, probably.
So
I called to the stand.
Okay, I don't know about all that. So Neo was a victim of animal abuse and was there forever. And finally, somebody was able to adopt Neo and to give it a new home, which is great. Because the dog really doesn't understand what's going on.
No.
That's his home. But
are we sure we should be doing this? Should be witness protection.
You think the dog mob is going to get him?
No, he's clear from all this. He's done. He's done with the court
case.
Yeah,
but you got to worry about the people coming back that you ratted out.
Them people.
Yeah. What crime did he commit?
No, he didn't commit the crime.
He was the victim.
He told on someone that committed.
Well, for what crime?
Pup abuse, man.
Pup abuse.
Pup abuse?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good, man. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and to ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Let's get over to Amy. We have 90 seconds to figure out as many corny jokes as we possibly can. It's the investigative morning corny. Team, are you ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
New year, new us.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go.
The morning corny.
How do you make seven even?
Eight.
How do you make seven?
Plus seven.
Even?
Add seven.
How do you make seven even?
How do you make seven even?
Add seven. 14.
Draw another line. Ooh.
How do you? But it's got to be some kind of play. Seven even. Seven.
7-11.
Oh my God! Take off the S.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
What did baby corn say to mama corn?
You're big.
Oh, husk.
Kernel.
What did baby corn say to mama corn? Mommy pop. Popcorn.
Where's popcorn?
Oh, where's popcorn?
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
How does the moon cut his hair?
Fool.
Eclipse. He clips it.
Oh, that's he a good bones.
Okay. Why are spiders so smart?
Arachna legs, smart brain, web.
Web.
More web.
They're always on the
web.
They
can search the web.
Yeah, that's it. What did the grape do when he got stepped on?
The grape squished. He whined. He whined.
He whined. Oh my gosh.
Okay. What's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament?
C-SPAN.
With microphone. A fly fishing tournament.
You're so close.
Keep going, Buzz. Keep going.
I was doing pretty good on that one.
Yeah, y'all did. Yeah.
What's that? What was that one?
If y'all had five more seconds, you would have got it. Live stream.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. How many do we get? Good job, guys. Nice job. All right.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Good job. All right, breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Thank you. I just heard from my wife. We will be taking our Christmas tree down tomorrow.
Oh, already?
Well, it's the 12th. I feel like it's already been up too long.
Mine's still up. No plans on taking that down.
I was looking to see when most people take theirs down. Most people say you should take it down by January 15th. And that after February 1st, if it's still up, they just see you as lazy, not festive. Amy, what's your tree situation?
Oh, yeah, definitely still up. And I don't know, maybe a few... maybe another week. I need another week. Maybe I'll do a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah. What does that mean? Like one ornament at a time or just nothing?
I don't know. I still kind of like it. It'll definitely, before late January, be down.
Okay, let me ask you guys this question. If you've ever been through, and I've never had a bad breakup where I was just like sad. I don't think I ever even liked really anybody. I never had that where I'm just like sick and you see people like, I'm just so depressed after a breakup. Eddie, I know you and your wife dated when you were in high school.
College.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a bad breakup?
Her and I were on and off for like the first 2 years.
Were you ever just so distraught?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude, heartbroken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've never been heartbroken.
And it's a bad feeling. It's weird. They call it heartbroken. I actually don't know why they call it that, but
and your heart's a loving
thing. It actually feels like your heart is hurting.
I know Amy has suffered this because she has many stories, like crying in a shower, calling a guy once and he accidentally called her back, but he was going to another girl's house.
He called my house when he was leaving my house, and he meant to call hers to say he's on his way.
Dude, that's dirty.
And it was back when we had landlines, and my mom was like right next to me. My mom was like, Amy, so I think this is like a clear message.
that's dirty.
Yeah, and then I had the guy, the ex-boyfriend that keyed my car. That was hard. Oof.
The question is, how long does it take the average person to recover from a breakup? Lunchbox, ever been heartbroken?
No. I broke a lot of hearts, though. Yeah, I'll tell you that. Okay.
He's a heartbreaker.
Were you waiting for that?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Well, I mean, I was. I mean, I'd give them a piece of me, and then they'd want all of me. And I'd be like, we ain't doing that.
You give them a little sample? They want the whole thing?
Yeah, they want to, lock it down. I'd be like, get out.
Studies say that it takes about 1 year to recover from a relationship breakup.
Oh, man.
A year?
That's not that long. That long,
that's
Amy?
From the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. Amy, go ahead.
Yeah. My guess was going to be 6 months, but I could see, depending on the relationship, how it could take anywhere from 6 months to a year.
Could I ask, and I'm not making a joke here, when you decided you were going to get divorced, where was that? Was it already... You were just like already mourning the relationship and you already felt like you were broken up? Or like, when did that process start for you?
I mean, that whole process took us 2 years. So I feel like by the time it was actually done, I assumed that it would be like, okay, we've been through all this and grieved it of sorts. But then when it actually became official, I had a few more months of working through some stuff that I was surprised by. But I think some of that was just shame I needed to work through as well. So I think sometimes it's differentiating, depending on your circumstances, what your feelings really are.
So I want to compare me to you briefly. I am petrified to become a parent because I think I'll do a terrible job at it because I'd only seen people do terrible jobs at it. Meaning I didn't have a dad. My mom struggled, obviously. So I'm afraid that I'll do one of those. Now, in your instance, because you have had an unsuccessful or say a successful marriage, or I don't know how you define it. You have two great kids. You're still in a good relationship with your ex-husband. Do you worry that you'll make a similar mistake, or are you happy with yourself because you made that hard decision to move on from something and go to something hopefully better?
I think that we both feel, I guess I won't speak for Ben, so I'll speak for myself, but our goal in co-parenting is to be a positive experience for our kids. I think they definitely picked up on some of the energy in the home, which was pretty not great. So, I mean, now they have two homes where the energy is great and they still have two loving parents that are very involved. So I think they're going to be okay. And we had several therapists and counselors, their therapists and our own. We had a couple of therapists guiding us through a lot of this as well. And we were reminded that kids are resilient and they'll be fine. And we shouldn't try to make something work or stick it out miserably for another 5 years just because of the kids.
And I think that's why I asked the question, because I'm proud of you, because you could have easily stayed in the marriage and just been miserable. I think that would have probably been a way that a lot of people do it. But you made a really hard decision and you invested a lot of time in that hard decision. And you still do so. I guess my question, if you take the kids out, do you feel like you are better prepared for a new relationship, or do you still worry that you could fall into a same kind of trap?
Oh, I hope not. Well, okay, well, I wouldn't define my relationship as falling into some sort of a trap. And then now that we're out of it and we have such a healthy relationship now, miserable feels weird to say.
Hey, I've been in some traps, Amy.
I know, because, yeah, Ben's a great person. So I think that, no, I think that I have learned a lot. I think we both will go into our next relationships healthier for sure than we did. Which, I mean, hey, what is healthy? I think we're more mature. We have more life experience. We're still open to more growth. And so I think we'll enter those relationships with that same thinking. And hopefully we'll find partners that also are in alignment with that. Like, that also are okay with evolving.
I know people who have married the same person again. You guys ever know that?
Yeah. Yes.
They got divorced and remarried that same
bizarre.
Person. I know somebody who married somebody and then divorced them, then married somebody, married them again, then divorced them again.
Oh, wow. I know someone that got divorced, but they lived together still.
Wow.
They got divorced like 20 years ago.
They're still together?
Yeah. They live in the same house.
Are they still dating?
No, they just live in the same house.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. The financial side of some of
that.
It's
I had a buddy back in the day. He was dating a chick that was divorced, but she lived with her ex-husband, and he would go there and spend the night.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't want to tell their families, and they couldn't afford to live separate. So
that third guy showing up? What's their explanation for him?
I don't know. That's a weird one.
Jimmy the house cleaner?
We're in our 20s. We didn't care.
Okay. We're talking about Stanley mugs, and they're really not mugs. What would you call those? Like
tumblers.
Tumblers.
Tumbler.
I think that's what they're
called. Is that why it's so you can like throw it and it doesn't spill? Is that why it's called a tumbler?
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. But they're super in demand, and especially the Starbucks one. And it's hard to find them at stores. And we got a voicemail about this. Go ahead.
Hi, Bobby. First time caller. Love the show. Was listening to the podcast about the Stanley mugs. There's also an article you can Google that says the Stanley mugs survived a car fire. Might want to Google that.
Yeah, I don't know they're having enough car fires to let that affect my decision on buying drinking.
Right?
Whatever.
They bought her a car.
Yeah. What?
They bought her a car. Stanley did.
Stanley bought her a car after her thing didn't burn up in the car?
Wow.
Why, yeah, she put it on TikTok.
Did the mug start the fire? No, I know, but did they feel guilty?
No.
Oh. Dang. No,
but her, awesome. Her story, that happening, got them a lot of publicity. So I'm sure they were like, here's a car.
Yeah, I'm sure Jared at Subway got the same treatment. Oh, you saw that worked out.
Exactly. Not good.
Okay. Not good. All right.
Well, that was him being a bad guy.
Yeah, you just never know. You just never know. Everybody, get your eyes loose. Amy, take your eyes and move them side to side just a little bit. Let me know when you're good. Okay. Eddie thinks he's better looking than the new Bachelor. So everybody's going to roll their eyes, but go ahead.
I am.
Okay.
Have you seen him?
No, but...
He's like a regular dude. And I'm just saying, like, usually the Bachelor's some, like, amazing looking guy.
Hold on. Let me roll my eyes. Got it.
I saw a picture of him, like, that's it?
What? He's cute. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What am I talking about?
I look better than that.
He's also...
And Eddie's not someone who claims he's great looking either.
Correct.
He's also a tennis pro. That's hot.
Wait, but I'm not talking about his profession.
That's true, you're not.
I'm just talking about what he looks like.
Eddie is a co-host and video runner. That's hot.
Yeah. Podcaster.
I don't think you're hotter than this dude.
His hair is like... Thick and wavy and
That's not fair.
That's rude, Amy. You're giving his physical characteristics.
Not nice, Amy.
No, but Eddie's... I don't know why Eddie doesn't think this guy is attractive.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
A Bachelor good-looking guy?
I think maybe you saw one picture.
I don't know, dude. I know. I didn't even see a picture. I saw the commercial.
Oh, you saw him moving in
on
the
TV. And I'm like, nah, this is... And I rewound it, watched it again, like... This is crazy. I'm better looking than that dude.
You understand you open yourself up for criticism when you say stuff like
this,
right?
It's okay. It's fine. I mean, I just saw it, and I just was shocked at how not great looking he was.
Oh,
I don't know. He looks pretty good looking. I'm looking at pictures like him in the woods.
What's he doing in the woods?
I might, and I'm not, you know?
Side by side.
Yeah, no, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's very cute.
Okay, so here's the question. What do you think your best... Let's do all the dudes in the room.
Yeah.
What is your best physical attribute? We're not having somebody else rate you. You rate yourself.
Physical?
Yeah. What's your best physical attribute? Eddie.
I think my height.
Your what?
My height.
Your what?
My height.
What? Why do you say height?
Height.
Your height.
Oh, is it with a T? No H?
There's no height.
There's an H in there, though, right?
No. Your height.
It's my height.
Yeah, it starts with an H.
What is so good about your height, dude? You're like average.
I'm like six foot.
No, because I am.
Which we're above average.
I'm taller than you.
Sure.
Okay.
But so we're both above average. I think that's like people see that like, oh, he's kind of tall and
dark.
Do you
consider yourself a tall? Oh, dark.
Tall and dark.
Your skin is awesome because you're like that perfect mix of.
Thank you. Olive.
Of like Mexican and Texan.
Yeah.
That's a perfect mix.
I don't know what that means.
You're not olive.
Yeah. What do you mean I'm not olive? You guys always try to tan Eddie, to look like me.
You're brown. You're not olive.
No, it's awesome though, dude.
Thank you.
I love it. It's the best skin color. Yeah.
I love it.
So you want height your best. I think your skin color is awesome.
So should I just go skin color?
Well, I was asking you though.
I like height. I like tall and dark.
What is your worst physical attribute?
Probably my nose. I got a big nose.
I don't know that it's like abnormal.
And then the lack of hair.
That I can understand because you're self-conscious of it.
Yeah.
I don't think, I've never looked at you and thought, Eddie's got a big honker.
Really?
Never. Not Thank one you. Time.
Lunchbox?
What is your worst?
Yeah, have you thought about my nose?
I mean, I'm just glad you know that your nose is big. You always deny it.
I never thought you had a big nose.
I didn't think so either.
Everybody says that he has a big nose.
No, not. I've never heard anyone say Eddie's
goodness,
got a big
people
nose.
People always tell me.
When you walk down the street,
they're like, hey, has Eddie ever thought about getting a nose job, man? Trim that down, shave it down.
Lunchbox, best physical attribute you have, according to you?
The whole package.
Come on,
be real.
I mean, here's the thing. I can melt girls with my eyes and my smile. I mean, they freaking just, it's like, they
you
see
really
me.
Smile.
You, yeah, when do you smile?
But if I walk into a bar and you see my eyes and I look at you across the bar and I give you a little smile, it's like, I mean, they just
So you think
fall
eyes
over.
And smile are your best physical? Right. Okay. Well, and be honest here. Don't play the character.
Okay.
What's your worst?
Probably my toes.
Because?
Oh, they've got a couple crooked ones. They're not I don't take the best care of my feet, so they're a little jagged and, you know, my big toe on my right foot takes a right turn. I mean, so yeah, I'd say my toes.
I think my best is probably now my teeth.
You have good teeth.
They're all fake. When I first started to have success, I went and I never got to go to the dentist, so now I replaced them all. I feel my teeth make me feel confident because I was so just super sensitive about people looking at my mouth because I was so ashamed. So my teeth are good. I think my hair is good, too.
You have good hair, dude.
I do have good hair.
Like really good hair.
Thank you. I have good hair. But I don't think my height is great, and I'm taller than you.
But you gotta look around. Like, most people are shorter than
Kevin
us.
Kevin and Reed, both in this room, I know, are both taller than us.
Oh. Well, not them, too.
Like, you're in the lower half. I think my
I meant look around the world, not around the room.
Got it. Yeah. I didn't think about that, dude. I didn't think about going to another continent.
Yeah, somewhere else.
I think my worst is probably my chest. It's very, I'm 13, I can't wait to fully develop.
Which is weird, because like when you work out, you're strong with your chest.
Or my calves, which is like I'm 9 and ready to develop.
Yeah.
Like my body's like that of an underdeveloped, malnourished kid in a foreign country in certain parts of it.
Oh, God.
And I've been to foreign countries with malnourished children, and I'm like, I felt that.
Yeah. Do you think you're better looking than The Bachelor?
No.
That's crazy.
No.
You know you are. You're way better looking than that, dude.
I swear to you, I don't think I am. He's younger. He's probably got a chest of that of somebody with pubic hair, which I don't.
Okay.
No, I think he's a good-looking dude.
Interesting.
What do you? He's 28, yeah. What do you put yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, Eddie?
I'll go 8.
All right.
If I want to be humble, 7.5.
Wow. And I'm being totally honest. Yeah. I would put myself at a solid 6.
That's not true. You're a good-looking dude, and you know you are, so just rate yourself.
No, I promise you, for me to even go 6 feels like I'm a bit shooting for the stars.
I'll give you 8.5.
You're out of your mind.
8.5.
Bobby, I think Eddie's in love with you.
I think Eddie's in love with himself. I can't believe he's on 8.5.
Dude, did you hear him when you said he goes, Bobby, come on.
But that's okay.
You know you're so
hot.
Way.
I'm glad he could be vulnerable and say that.
I didn't say he was hot. I said he's good looking.
Thank you for saying I'm sexy as crap.
No, I didn't say that. Amy, where would you put Bobby?
This dude's ripped up, Eddie. Look at him with no shirt.
What is
my God.
Oh, that's the beach picture. I saw that.
You saw that.
Yeah, it's pretty ripped. Look at his face, though, dude.
No,
I have a better face than that.
I didn't even get to his face. I looked at his developed chest, and
that's
I'm
crazy.
Like, I wish I had that. Lunchbox? Jen? Yeah, you think you're there, yeah.
Come on, Lunch.
Don't
be
play
real.
The character. Stop playing the character.
Okay, I'll rate myself on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to be humble about it, I'd say 10.
Okay, all right.
So stupid.
Okay, thank you.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. It's time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Watching TV is linked to abnormal behavior in toddlers. Parents warn. In the latest study published by the journal JAMA Pediatrics, researchers at Drexel University's College of Medicine demonstrated a link between TV viewing time and unusual sensory behaviors. Well, if that's the case, that's all I did as a young kid.
Yeah, all
that,
of us.
That was who babysat me.
Is this also like screen time, tablets,
I was thinking
phones?
Of the same thing here. So,
yes.
And Amy's the one who found this story. Amy, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it is. And it was interesting to me that some of the sensory things were off. Like it affected, you know, how they felt when they brushed their teeth and other things. And I'm like, whoa, all of that came from like too much screen time. And I don't know what it's doing neurologically to the brain, but it is affecting sensories. And it makes me think of like, you know, my daughter has some of that. And I don't know, hers wasn't from watching TV, but hers is from different traumas, I think. But like the touch of certain things and the sound of certain things and the taste, like she cannot handle certain things. And I do think it's a neurological thing with her from something that happened.
And they think it's just by using your iPad. What about all the chemicals in our body? You see the water story, Amy, where bottles of water have so much more plastic in it than than we ever thought.
I know. I was like, well, I'm going to die. Okay.
I'm drinking a bottle of water now. Oh, no!
Oh, you're dying.
Like, I won't leave a plastic bottle in my car like that on a hot day and then drink it. However, before that plastic bottle made it into my hands and I bought it from the store, how do I know it wasn't stored on some truck where it was in the heat and the plastic leaked into it?
Exactly.
You know who I learned that from the first time was Sheryl Crow.
Oh, really?
Where she was, I saw her on, not personally, she didn't come to my house and tell me, but I saw her on TV talking about years ago how you shouldn't drink a plastic bottle of water after it's been out in the sun at all because it kind of melts some of that plastic into it.
She also said you only need like one sheet of toilet paper. And I was like, that's not true.
I don't know that story. She also asked, are you strong enough to be my man?
Ah, yeah, I remember that.
Gotta feel like hell tonight. God, I love Sheryl Crow. So bottled water is up to 100 times worse than previously thought when it comes to the number of tiny plastic bits it contains. A new study in the National Academy of Sciences. What if, and it was hailed such an amazing invention and they couldn't believe people were buying it. Because that's what bottled water was. That's how it was felt. When bottled water first started to become this big thing, people were like, why would you bottle water and get it from the sink? But then obviously it's a billion-dollar industry. But what if this is what's killing us all? Just plastic and water bottles. In 20 years, we look back at everybody in their Instagram post drinking bottles. I'm drinking right now as I'm telling the story. Like drink, and that's what it was that killed our society.
Yeah, that's terrible.
A toast in its honor.
I know. Here we go. I'm like, I'll still open up a bottle later.
I know. I'm trying to drink more out of
a container.
Containers, yeah, and I probably will be able to hit that two times a week.
For or the paper. Most. I always lose. Ones.
I lose my containers.
I don't because they are not cheap. So if you gave me one that was like $10, I'd probably lose it. But it's like the pen that the listener sent me, the Razorback pen that's really nice. I've never in my life been able to keep up with a pen until he sent me this pen. I haven't lost it one time because I'm like, there's no way I'm losing this thing. This thing costs too much money. It's like nice sunglasses.
Yeah.
Like I don't lose them because they cost too much money. Gen Z woman, 23 years old, calls on people to normalize getting ugly and fat after working a 9-to-5 job. And she has a bit of a point here in that if you have a full-time everyday job and then you have kids, there's no time to work out. Mm-mm. It's hard. So she's being facetious a bit, but here is the clip. Go ahead.
Can somebody please normalize getting ugly and fat after working a 9-to-5 job? The last thing I want to do after sitting in an office all day is go and work out. I want to eat this Chick-fil-A sandwich. Is that too much to ask? Guess not. What about like actually having to pay bills and be an adult? I don't want to do anything besides lay my ass down when I get home from work, okay? The last thing I want to do after a long day at work is go and jog on the treadmill, go and take a nice walk. No! I want to lay my down, get a big thing, a tuna salad, a big thing, like a pizza and just shove it in my mouth and watch Netflix, okay? That's all I want to do.
And she's being funny, but it's also true.
Yeah.
Like when I had grind jobs, or if I'm traveling now, the last thing I want to do is go to the gym because I've been working. And you have kids? I don't even have kids. And I can't imagine working a full 8, 9, 10 hours and then getting home and dealing with the kids. You're going to go try to do yoga?
But she's not saying hang out with the kids. She's saying like eat
pizza. No, I'm just saying it's even harder.
Watch Netflix.
It's even harder than what she's saying. Because
I get it. I get it, but I mean, it's about health. It's not about fat.
I understand. I'm just saying I hear her point.
Okay. Because what she's talking about, it's not a good lifestyle. Yes.
Amy, your thoughts?
Well, I saw this whole thing yesterday where if we don't stand up one time per hour, we're also going to die. So like
I've been sitting for 2 hours and drink a bottle of water.
That's it.
So sitting at a 9-to-5 for however many hours you're at work, if you do sit that long, once an hour you need to set an alarm to stand up and like, I don't know, do a lap around your office, or it could be, you know, lights out.
By the way, why has Morgan been walking in the hallways?
Yeah, ask her.
Is that why? Did you see that same thing?
Yes, and I'm trying to move more, and I'm just steps in.
Eddie's like, why is Morgan mall walking at work?
She looks like a mall walker going down the halls.
I'm trying to move my body a little bit more. I sit here, and I'm hunched over the whole time, so every time we take a break, I'm like, okay, gotta go get like 50 steps in.
I don't hate that. I think it's actually a good idea. It just was out of nowhere and weird.
Yeah.
But when like 3 or 4 months ago, I started stretching in the middle of the studio.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
But it's not weird anymore. It's like we're used to it now.
I stretch 3 times a day. I do it in the morning, 20 minutes, afternoon, before I work out, 20 minutes, before even stretching, then at night. And I've gotten probably almost to average flexibility of a human being.
Wow.
Because I could probably go to the middle of my shins trying to touch my toes. That was probably the record for my whole life. But now I can take my hands and scoop it under my shoe. And this is going to be weird, Amy. I know you're going to make fun of me, but my performance is so much better, like when I'm training. Training for what?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're always
stay
training.
Ready.
I know, just in case. Yeah, just in case.
Your stretching, though, has paid off. Like, you were showing me your progress the other day, and it's there. Like, keep going.
And it's hard.
You trying to go palms all the way down?
Yeah. That'd be the goal for the year.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's not there yet, but
I'm not there yet. And I was telling Amy, I was like, I'm not there, but I'm and it's trivial, but I'm really working hard at it.
No, mm-hmm. Good for you, dude, because like stretching hurts.
Yeah, it does.
It hurts a lot.
Real bad.
Thank you.
Real bad.
The NCIS prequel is officially a go at CBS. Mark Harmon will narrate, but he won't play his younger self. This show is massive, but this is not the story. The story is Lunchbox. Have you watched episode 2 of your NCIS? You have to watch.
No, I haven't watched that yet, man.
Okay, what's the punishment going to be? You had to watch the whole season, and we're probably 6 episodes in.
Wheel of Punishment.
Wheel of Punishment? By when? Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have criteria by the end of the week. Because Lunchbox lost the wheel and has to watch every episode of NCIS Australia. And he's only watched one episode and he hasn't gone back yet.
Yeah, I've been letting it build up, man. They were on a holiday break.
They were?
I don't think they break.
Yeah, they do. They show reruns because people are not watching.
On streaming, they don't show reruns.
I don't think so.
I don't know what streaming you're watching. I'm watching on regular
there
cable.
There are 6 episodes out right now.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We'll set guidelines by Friday. We're in Vegas right now, so it's not like we can actually enforce anything. But I guess it's tomorrow. By tomorrow, we'll have guidelines for this. If your coworkers are sick and coughing in the office, stay away from the break room. University of Arizona researchers found that employees sick with a cold, the flu, or stomach bug will contaminate the fridge door, microwave, and coffee pot within 2 hours. That's from Health Magazine.
Oh, gosh.
That is wild. And also makes plenty of sense. And then finally, from Sky News, a man who spent nearly 24 hours at sea in New Zealand alerted his rescuers by using his watch to reflect the sun.
That's cool.
Crazy.
Police said it was an absolute miracle that the man who has not been named is alive and well after he fell overboard from his 40-foot boat while on a solo fishing trip. Wow. He said the boat overturned after he hooked a suspected marlin fish. I'd say that too.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't want to be like, I slipped and fell. I'd be like, it's the biggest fish I ever saw in my life.
You wouldn't believe it.
And it was attacking an orphan. And I wanted to jump out and stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Big marlin.
The man endured a cold night in the ocean, came face to face with a shark. Yeah, I'd say that too.
Yeah,
for sure. I'd say I fought punch in the nose. Who had come to have a sniff of him. He said he had attempted to swim, but was exhausted. But I don't know if it said anything about what he was on or if he was just swimming, like open water swimming. He was eventually rescued by 3 fishermen, but it was because someone noticed the shine. The police noticed the shine.
That's
reflection
crazy.
On the water. Yeah, from Sky News. Boy, the open water, just having a dog paddle.
Yeah,
because at some point you just give up.
Yes, but remember, it's salt water. You can float. You're
kind
buoyant.
Kind of.
Just lay on your back, man. Slay on your back.
That's when you get sniffed by a shark.
Well, then that happens.
That's when you get sniffed. All right, thank you. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's
Big
Stories.
I want to catch up with a few voicemails. Here is Joy from North Carolina.
I'm just curious about an update from Amy's cousin and the person who was supposedly leaving the show. Have y'all gotten in touch off air? We're curious. Bring her back. Love the show. Very curious.
Oh, good question. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what she means. We'll find. But no one's left the show, right?
But we also don't know if anyone's thinking of leaving the show.
True.
I feel like at the time she said it, Bobby was thinking about leaving.
I was thinking about leaving. Yeah.
So
I definitely. Yeah, that's true.
I was in a contract negotiation. It was pretty bad.
I didn't know that you were thinking that at the time.
Yeah.
Then later,
I didn't want to leave, but I thought at that point when she said it, I thought,
dang,
she's picking up on it.
All right, here is Justin who left a voicemail.
I need yours help. My wife and I have had the song stuck in our heads, and I can't remember what it's called for the life of me, but I only have one small part of the song that I can remember, and it goes like this. Love, 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 love. Bum, 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 bum. And that's literally all I can remember. And I know it's the very beginning of the song, and it's been driving me crazy for months. Please help me. I'm going to lose my mind.
That helps me none.
La, la,
is it like
la,
a Beatles
la,
song?
Well, at first I thought it was love, 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 but it's not. That'd be Lady Gaga poker face.
Oh, no.
Love, love. Oh, Bad Romance. What it is? Lady Gaga something. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
He didn't sing it. I'll ask my wife, hey, what's this song? And she was, dude, I don't know if you sang. She goes, you're not singing anything like any song I've ever heard. And then we'll play the real one. She goes, oh, he didn't sing it like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, buddy. Call back and leave us a longer, like a more detailed singing of it, and we'll figure it out for you. All right, we got him here. All right, here is the voicemail we just heard from Justin.
I need yours help. My wife and I have had the song stuck in our heads, and I can't remember what it's called for the life of me, but I only have one small part of the song that I can remember, and it goes like this. Love, 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 love. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay.
Love, love.
Scuba Steve got it.
What is that?
It's plain white tees. Hate. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. But it's like hate. I really don't like you or something like that. I remember the song.
And you know what? He didn't do a bad job.
He didn't. I was wrong.
Like, he was pretty spot on.
Love, 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 love.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
Yeah, good job by everybody, especially you, Scuba Steve.
I think that was Morgan's find.
Yeah, Morgan sent me the lyrics and I found the song, but it was mostly Morgan.
Dang, Amy, had you not stepped up, Morgan would have been totally screwed over.
Yeah,
in that.
Scuba took all was not.
No,
I didn't give any credit.
No, I only know that because...
Morgan, I'm sorry that happened to you. You did not deserve that.
I even mentioned it, and then I pointed at her.
Wow. Hey, it's a team effort. To be fair.
You pointed at her on the radio?
On the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, nope.
Thank you, Amy, for serving justice, okay?
Guys, I have direct eyes on Scuba, no. And he doesn't have a microphone, and he was saying it was Morgan.
Watch this. Hey, Scuba.
Yeah.
I heard him.
Yeah. 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 Turn it on. It's a struggle.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, he turns it off. It's been a long struggle.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from South Carolina. A man and a woman walk into Chipotle and they're like, I'm going to get a burrito bowl for here. I'll take some brown rice, black beans, chicken, and put extra chicken on there. And the 20-year-old worker's like, sir, just let you know that it'll be an extra charge for the extra chicken. And the guy
makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it's extra food. And he loses it. Bleep, 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 starts berating this girl. She gets so upset, she tries to leave work early. And that's when the guy and the woman were waiting in the parking lot and beat her up.
What on earth?
They jumped her because they didn't want to pay for too much chicken. I bet it had to be the respect they didn't get.
What's that?
When they were upset about having to pay. They were wrong. But they didn't just beat her up because of the chicken, the charge. They beat her up because they probably felt disrespected when they did. It's always a respect thing.
Yeah, but the problem is they did pay for the extra chicken.
Yeah, but they didn't like the respect.
Yeah.
They didn't like it, so they had to retaliate.
But that's how they got caught.
She probably said some stuff. They were hurt. I'm giving them too mature of an emotion there.
So they used their credit card or something?
Yeah.
There's a player for the Nets basketball who says he's eaten Chipotle every day for the past decade.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. So does he have like a Chipotle in his house? Like, how does he get a Chipotle?
Maybe it's
every
on the way to work.
Day?
I mean, it's open.
Or.
And they're everywhere.
Yeah, they are at a lot of places. Or if you're that rich, like Bridges probably is, you could have it there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at the stadium.
The arena.
There, or home. I mean,
but even in the offseason. So hold on. I just don't believe this story.
Why?
Because he goes on vacation to the Bahamas. Guess what? They ain't got Chipotle Bahamas.
Yes, they might. But also, he could take it with him.
Stop. See, this is like...
His order, white rice, no beans, double chicken, medium, and mild salsa, corn and lettuce.
Oh, he gets the same thing every time?
I would.
Yeah, who doesn't?
What?
Yeah,
you
can
change it up, guys. Burrito, steak.
Not missing a day of Chipotle while traveling all over the country for a decade is quite an amazing accomplishment. Since the streak started, he was in high school back in the day. Then he won two titles with Villanova. And it's a streak to him, so he doesn't want to stop it.
Wow. I get that, but does he have proof?
Yeah, no.
I don't think it matters.
Oh, well.
It's easy to say it. Easy.
Yeah.
Bridges has tapped into his potential since joining the Nets. Importantly, he can find a Chipotle on every street corner in New York City, basically.
Okay.
Who cares? I just thought it was funny. Even if he didn't eat it every day, if he missed 3 days a year, who cares?
Remember, you used to do, you would get on kicks like that. You wouldn't last forever, but
I live
go
on
months,
kicks. Yeah, Galaxy
months.
Cafe back in the day.
Oh, gosh. I remember that.
I would eat the same thing every day at the same time if I could. I'd wear the same thing every day. So I have to make those decisions.
Uh-huh. Blueberry muffins.
Every day. Oh, I do it every day. All right, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
All right, let's ask the single ladies here on the show, which is all of you. Now, Amy, Morgan, Abby, is a first date too early to discuss whether or not you want to have kids?
No. Nope. I feel like I haven't dated, so I don't know. I haven't dated since I was in college, but I feel like that you should go ahead and just say that, because why continue down the
first
path?
Date, though?
Yeah, first date. I think that's one of those things that you know. Do you want kids? Like, yeah, because... That's just important information.
Morgan?
I don't think so. I think you're supposed to be having fun on the first date and vibing with the person, finding out a lot about them just as like a normal human being. If it naturally comes up, sure.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you should be like, hey, how are you? What's your favorite color? And do you want kids?
You don't feel there's a need to actually find that out during the first date?
No. I'll find it out before we go out on the date. Let's do that.
Can you just text that? do you want kids? And if they say whatever their answer is, depending on what you want, then you don't waste your time. Time is precious.
More for you, yes.
Yeah. Yes, I understand.
Yeah. Abby?
Well, I'm not really single anymore, but... Hold on. I don't care.
Yeah, remember she started dating a dude for like a week and they went out for like 10 hours?
They're still together?
Yeah, exactly. We'll get another update on that.
I didn't know. I just am not used to her being... okay, go ahead.
I think it's okay. Yeah, I like to hear about it on the first... I feel like that's one on the cluster.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That's like one of the questions you asked.
I forgot about the new dude.
But like also...
I don't remember that.
You share the if you already have kids right on a first date, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yes, Amy.
Oh, yeah. That you definitely would.
Oh.
That you do for sure. Okay. All right. Well, it's good to know. Thank you, everybody. I forgot Abby's with a dude still.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You don't?
I don't remember that.
We'll get a whole update.
You don't remember
we'll
it? No.
All right, that's it. All right, thank you guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, buddy.
Bob and Bone.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bone Show.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.